News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
We're joined by the Taoiseach and Fianna Fáil leader, Micheál Martin. Taoiseach, thank you indeed for joining us this morning. Can I start by asking you about comments made by Ian Bailey's solicitor, Frank Buttermer? He described as feral and extraordinary your comments last week that Bailey should have been tried for the murder of Sophie Toscan du Plantier. It was a direct criticism of the DPP's decision. It was a direct criticism of the courts for not extraditing Ian Bailey. It was, as Buttermer put it, an attack on the pillars of justice of the state. Why did you choose to make those extraordinary comments last week?
Well, I think those remarks are over the top completely, in my view, and an overreaction. And I think there's something absurd in the criticism of my remarks. Are people really suggesting that 25 years after a brutal murder of someone who had come to love this country, that we're not entitled to reflect and to analyse and ask ourselves serious questions and ask ourselves serious questions in respect of our criminal justice system?
Did you not go further than that, though? I mean, did you not go further than that? Was it not, at the very least, an implicit criticism of the DPP, which the DPP took the decision based on the evidence that he saw at the time not to prosecute? You seem to criticise the courts for not extraditing him to a case that anyone who covered the case in Paris said it wasn't remotely anything close to a fair trial.
Shane, I think the entirety, if you read the entire speech from beginning to end, it is a very, you know, serious criticism of the failure of our state, really, to do justice by Sophia Tuska, the Plantier, and also in terms of by her family. And sometimes I'm making the point that we have this sort of superiority complex in respect of our criminal justice system, which we need to question. And I don't make any apologies for the statement I made. Because I read Senator Maloney's book and I give him credit for the extraordinary work he put into this. The idea that there are areas within our justice system that we can't comment on at all, even after the person is dead and after 25 years, I think there's an absurdity there. And I've watched this over the years, Shane, in relation to our attitude to European justice directives and so on, where there's always been a tendency, or there was historically, to opt out and we citing our common law jurisdiction. And I think there's an element of that. And this sort of defensiveness, I don't think serves the country well, particularly long after the case is
You don't
over.
Think it implied that you know better than the lawyers in the DPP who made the decision not to prosecute?
No one in life is beyond questions. There seems to be a suggestion that our system, even 25 years on, is beyond reproach or can't be criticised. I don't accept that. I think that's a false premise. And I think some of the commentary, although a lot of people would agree with what I said, and in the audience that evening were particularly in agreement, that many of them were journalists and obviously different people from different areas of life who attended. But the reality is our system did fail Sophie du Plantier and failed her family. We need to ask questions.
Okay,
and I mean, if you look also, if I could make the point, Jen, look at what happened in the immediate aftermath of the rioting in Britain. Some of the severest of rioting that we had witnessed. And Keir Starmer and the Labour Party, who you'd hardly think are, far-right hardliners, they had people in jail within a week. Our system is far slower in terms of dealing
interesting
with
you raise
events
that.
Of that kind.
Nobody has been found guilty in relation to the Dublin riots, and we're now, 8-9 months after?
Yeah. I think some people may have come forward for public order, but I take what you're saying there. But I think and it's not just the Dublin riots, there have been other events. And again, you just see people trotting up to the courts, they'll get bail, and they'll be told to come back in 2 months' time for the hearing. Justice is not just about law alone. And I know some commented on it might comment about high principles of law. I mean, there was a time in Ireland when people sort of made a virtue out of getting people off on technicalities, for example, legal technicalities. Whereas I think justice must always be at the core of how we administer the law and how we make sure that victims in particular, Shane, because I think victims, and I've met people recently again, families whose loved ones have been murdered and killed, from the whole. I mean,
no, no, we have that point, and I don't want to get too bogged down this, but I just want to come back to the Dublin riots. Do you think the wheels of justice have been far too slow in relation to bringing those responsible for justice?
I certainly do. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Can I ask you about the... I'm not going to ask you when the election is going to be because you've been pretty categoric about that. And sometimes I think we have to accept politicians' bona fides. And if they say it's going to be in a certain date, well, maybe it is going to be in a certain date. But can I ask you, what if Simon Harris comes to you and says, actually, Micheál, I've reconsidered. I want to have an election before Christmas. Would you reconsider in that eventuality, in that scenario?
I was just about to say that you're a rarity in the media world for not asking the question, and then you go on and ask the question in an indirect way.
Perhaps. Guilty as charged. But that is a reasonable scenario. I accept your bona fides. I do accept them. And I think when you said you weren't going to go into government with Sinn Féin, people didn't accept it, and you stood to that. But that is a scenario. Yeah. Fine Gael may change their mind and may say, we should go.
To be fair, the Taoiseach has said in advance of any decision, he will consult with the party leaders in government, although it is the prerogative of the Taoiseach. We are in a coalition government, and I expect consultations if there was to be a change. Mm. I would make the point, though, just standing back from it. I mean, it's now coming to the end of September. We have a budget on the 1st of October. We have to get a finance act through, a lot of taxation changes, investment in housing and in health, and the cost of living will be uppermost, right? So then you have got to do a social protection bill as well to bring in measures to help people to cope with
the cost of living. It's all doable. If you want to have an election, Thomas, you can.
I wouldn't underestimate the logistical challenge in doing all of that. And then we have mental health bill, defamation bill, and so forth. And
okay.
In any event...
Okay. That's reasonable. But with respect, Thomas, you accused me of asking a question I wasn't supposed to ask, or I was pretending not to ask.
I did a light comment.
No, it's a fair criticism. I'm not taking exception to it. But you didn't really answer my question. If Simon Harris came and said, actually, you know what, I think we should go before Christmas, is it something you would consider in that scenario?
Well, again, if he was to come, we'd obviously discuss it. I was going to make the point here. There's nothing in it. November, you've got December, January, and you February.
Sure.
It would seem to me you'd have to have it in February, logistically. I think the Constitution takes us to March. But if you're having a four-week campaign, so I don't know what everybody's getting excited about, to be honest.
Okay, let's talk about the budget. I know you're not going to tell us what's in it, but just obviously people will be interested, our listeners will be interested in a lot of potential measures. Energy credits, can we expect more energy credits in the budget?
I think energy is a big cost item on households and indeed on businesses as well. So I think you can expect some movement on that. The precise specifics of it have not yet been agreed.
Paid out
or brought
this
to a conclusion.
Year?
It will be this year, yeah. I think most, if not all, of the cost of living package will be allocated this year from the surplus that will come by the end of the year. And there will be a substantial surplus in our figures this year. The cost of living package will be designed to try and get people over the winter and to deal with energy costs and other costs as well. I would point out that we've substantially reduced costs in education in terms of school transport, free school books, up to junior certificate, and we've alleviated school examination fees over the last number of years, the pressure on that. In health, we've brought the drug threshold payment scheme down to €80. We've eliminated inpatient hospital charges. We have free HRT now being brought forward by the Minister, Stephen Donnelly. Free IVF, we need to ensure there's more resources into the future for that, which I think has been groundbreaking. Okay. Free contraception up to 35 years of age. So we've reduced costs, public transport has come down, and that's been a focus of this government over the last 2 years, to try and reduce the cost of public services, to give people a break and to give workers in particular a break.
Okay, just a couple of other quick things in the budget. The Minister for Finance has already said tax measures at least €1,000 per worker. Child benefit, there hasn't been an increase in child benefit for a number of years. Can we expect an increase in child benefit?
I would like to see an increase in child benefit, but obviously the social protection package has yet to be agreed. The Minister for Public Expenditure is currently discussing with all nine ministers in respect to the estimates, how much money they'll have to spend next year on services. It's quite tight in the sense that we've...
Tánaiste, have we lost the Tánaiste there? We seem to have lost the Tánaiste. We're just going to try and get that line back up. Jonathan, really interesting comments from Micheál Martin there in relation to the length of time it's taken for the wheels of justice to turn in relation to the Dublin riots. He felt far too slow.
Yeah, well, I mean, as a point, I mean, he referenced what happened in the UK and the speed at which justice was administered there. Our process doesn't move very quickly. I mean, I think we talked about this on the programme around that time, Shane, that, you know, we were taking a long time for these matters to be processed, and the file to the DPP, which, as we know, is a lot of the reason why things don't move quickly here, is that it goes to the DPP. For those processes.
Absolutely. We have the Tánaiste back. Sorry, Tánaiste, we just lost you there. Look, I think you were basically making the point you'd like to see an increase in child benefit, but things are quite tight, basically. Is that in summary?
Well, also that we have yet to do, like, there's a number of meetings to be held yet between the three party leaders, Minister for Finance, Minister for Public Expenditure, where the social welfare package in particular, taxation package, will all be finalised. And so they're not specific to definites yet in terms of precise nature of all of those programmes.
By the way, I did mean to ask you in relation to the election timing. Is it still your position that you as Fianna Fáil leader would not go into government with Sinn Féin?
Yes, we will not be going into government with Sinn Féin. Our policies simply do not align. And that was most recently seen in terms of the housing proposals that they've brought forward, which I think would delay housing, would disrupt housing, bring a lot of uncertainty to first-time buyers and indeed to the housing market more generally. And I think actually would lead to fewer houses and higher prices.
Okay, we are going to get an announcement, Tánaiste, later today on the commissionership positions in Brussels. Michael McGrath, probably one of the best qualified commissioners we've ever sent from this country, is likely to get, at best, a mid-ranking commissionership. Did your four MEPs let him down by going against the decision of their own Liberal group in the Parliament, alienating Ursula von der Leyen, voting against her, publicly rebuking her, or certainly rebuking her in meetings? Did they do a disservice to not just Michael McGrath, to the state in doing that? They've cost him a more prestigious commissionership.
Well, first of all, I think, the definition of mid-ranking, and I mean, I think the portfolio of Michael McGrath will be a very substantive portfolio.
It won't be an economics one, it would seem.
And a significant one in terms of where Europe is going and evolving and the big challenges facing Europe. The one that the speculation is on is quite a substantive one, and in my understanding, there'll be added elements to it. The President, Ursula von der Leyen, has been clear that the parliamentary vote has had no bearings one way or the other in terms of her attitude and her approach to selecting the Commission. She's made that clear to me, and she's made that clear to the Taoiseach.
That seems unlikely with respect to honesty. She was rebuked by the Fianna Fáil MEPs. They went against her party grouping. They went against, I think, your advice. And they did not do the state service in doing that.
She is bigger than that, and has made it very clear. She has made it very clear that it has no implications one way or another in terms of her selection. She did indicate that there are huge pressures on her. You saw that with the interaction with the French President Emmanuel Macron in relation to Thierry Breton. I was surprised to see that yesterday myself, because he was a substantial commissioner, and the last commission was key to the industrial. The developing industry in terms of vaccine production and making Europe self-reliant. Okay. So there's been a lot of different pressures from different states.
Let me ask the question a different way, Tánaiste. Were the four MEPs wrong to vote against Ursula von der Leyen?
Look, they took a decision. I had my view on it, but they had made commitments to the electorate, and they felt they wanted to uphold their commitments that they made to the electorate who had voted for them a short 2 months ago. I just want to make it clear that the President of the Commission is adamant that that has not been a factor in her selection of commissioners.
Okay. Final question before we let you go. We're just out of time. Tánaiste, do you expect to be Taoiseach after the next general election, be it in November or as you say, be it more likely in February or March? Do you expect to be back as Taoiseach? There is a presidential election a year from now. A lot of people saying you'd be a very good candidate for that.
I it's a matter for the Irish people to decide whether I'll be Taoiseach or not, but that's why I'm contesting this general election. I'm leading the Fianna Fáil party into this election with a view to becoming Taoiseach. It will obviously depend on the people and their decision. We're going to work extremely hard. I'm working extremely hard, and I'm going forward for election for the next 4 years as a member of Dáil Éireann. And I certainly want to be Taoiseach and to lead the next government.
Tánaiste Micheál Martin, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.